to be the opposition team to what God is doing. So over Persia, because the Israelites at that time were in Persia, so Gabriel was sent to work there to make sure that the grace of God continued to flow among his people, and Satan assigned the prince over Persia. So there was a constant battle going on. And it is not just as what you think in the little cartoons where, you know, when a person has to make a decision, there's a little baby angel that says, do what is right, do what is right. And then the little devil whispering in the other ear, oh, do this bad thing, do this bad thing. It's not like that. You don't have tiny little angels and tiny little devils doing that. It's a big, huge archangels over kingdoms. So you can imagine the king of Persia, the physical king, you know, and his every day, you know, he has to make decisions for the kingdom, to conquer, to do this, to send his army, that Gabriel would from time to time put all the right thoughts and influences over his life to bring him in the right direction. And then the prince of the kingdom of Persia from Satan will keep on trying to corrupt him. Wow. All the time. And they're invisible to him. Right now, over every nation of the world, there are angels. And just to give you a little clue, how come Gabriel is so much involved? Now, don't think that, no, the only archangels that God has is Gabriel and Michael. Only two. Just because two are mentioned doesn't mean there's only two. Right? And some people form all kinds of theory. They say, oh, once upon a time there were three. Lucifer, Michael, Gabriel. One fell, left two. Right? Where did we get all these theories from, right? Just because it's not, their names are not mentioned, doesn't mean that God has only two. And do you know that Michael was a special angel over the Israelites? Look at chapter 12 of Daniel, verse 1. At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. Ooh. Michael, the archangel, is a special angel assigned over Israel. So every time Israel goes to war, something is happening, Michael, the archangel, is behind the scene, protecting his people. Now, they may not do 100% everything that is in line with God. That area, God can't help. But as far as God can, he protects them. And every nation that rises or falls, rise and falls by the hand of God. In Daniel's prayer, in Daniel chapter 2, Daniel says here in verse 21, chapter 2 verse 21, he changes the times and the seasons, he removes kings and raises up kings. And you and I know that the book of Daniel predicted the four great empires before the empires were ever existing in its fullness. In the time of the Babylonian Empire, God predicted the Medo-Persian Empire, God predicted the Greek Empire, God predicted the Roman Empire, and God even predicted the last day ten toes of the Antichrist who will rise again, which in our time hasn't fully taken place yet. Now guess who is behind the scene bringing forth every nation to rise? The angels of God. And guess who is opposing all that God is trying to do in the nation, or trying to turn the nation to evil? Satan's fallen angels, influencing all the nations of the world. And you could imagine when America was first founded, that there were angels involved, the angels of God. Although we do not know what the archangels' names were. And you can imagine that when Australia was founded, that God's angel was there to found the rise of a nation and the removal of a nation are in the hands of God. So that no matter how human beings try, you cannot change the lines that God has drawn. You remember Joshua when he went out to battle? That as he was praying one morning, he saw this angel of the Lord. with drawn sword. And he says, are you for us or against us? And he says, he is the commander, the Lord of hosts. So while Joshua was fighting physically, there was a whole group of angelic beings that were pushing away the darkness. So wherever the angels succeed in drawing the line, that was where Joshua could conquer. Amazing. And that is why when in the early days when they're learning to fight a warfare, when Moses had his hands raised, Joshua was doing well. When his hands were down and tired, Joshua was being defeated. That tells you it has nothing to do with the physical realm. Sometimes we think that a country win or lose based on their technology, their power, their firepower, or whatever. If it was just technology that wins, how come America lost the Vietnam War? No, it's more than that. Sometimes it's the hand of God you cannot change. And if you read the battle in North and South Korea, you notice that there was a time when North Korea attacked the South during the Cold War. And they pushed all the way and they almost conquered the whole place. But then somehow they were stopped. And then finally their reinforcement, they changed the commander and the American Allied forces pushing back all the way to the borders of China. And then the Chinese got involved and they pushed all the way back and it's back where it started. After nearly several million lives were killed. No different. You cannot change the borders that God has drawn. And God has drawn those borders, you can't. However, you can cooperate with God in prayer. Do you know that before the Berlin Wall came down, there was a revival of prayer. And many Christians, intercessors became praying tourists. And they went to the Berlin Wall. And they prayed and prayed for it to come down. 3-4 years before the wall came down, we were in contact with many intercessors in Europe. Some of them from Denmark and Finland and Holland. And some Pentecostals were constantly walking up and down that wall, asking God to tear down that wall. Finally, it happened by itself. So we realize that we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this age, and wicked spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So we are talking about the highest rank of satanic force, which are the fallen angels. And they like to build their little tiny thrones up there in the heavenly places. And here's the good news. Sometimes when you pray, it's like the light of God shines forth and their thrones are dispersed. God once showed me the spiritual world. My spirit came out of my body and I could see myself still praying. My spirit came out. And the first thing that struck me was I was in shock because it was very dark. I would think that the spiritual world was like this in a way, you know, bright sunshine in the morning, you know, beautiful sunshine that we have here in Canberra, beautiful winter sunshine, you know, bright. You got the sunlight to see. The only dark times we have is at night and you need the artificial lights. When my spirit came out of the physical body, everything was dark. And for a moment, I was shocked by the darkness. Because the natural sunlight cannot illuminate the spiritual realm. The spiritual realm is dark. And the only light that I saw were the little lights of born-again believers. They were like little lights on the planet Earth. Some are stronger than others. So literally, when Jesus says, ye are the light of the world. There is also a literal view from that, where we literally are the light that shines in the darkness of the earth. The only light were the light of human spirits burning, those born again. You could, in the spirit world, you could recognize who have Jesus in the heart, who doesn't have Jesus in the heart. The light was different. Now, this is all scriptural. If you read Colossians chapter 1, it says He has brought us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. You can take it figuratively. You can take that as the actual situation in the spirit realm. Then the other light that I saw were lights that come like when from time to time there's a break in the darkness of dark clouds and there's a ray of light that flows down. Zoom! It is like as if something from God's throne that came down. Like beams of light. That came down and then like there's a lot of spiritual activity going on. Plus, the angels that go to and fro above the earth on different assignments, those are the bright lights you could see in the spirit realm. And the other bright light is from time to time, there is a light that doesn't come from heaven to the earth, but it came from the earth to the heavens. And I was looking in the spirit, I was just like an observer, God allowed me to observe. And I was looking, and then I realized that the light that was coming from Christians, and it was their prayers that were penetrating the darkness. So that is why the book by, I forgot this author's name, Piercing the Darkness. Okay. Parati or something, right. Okay, it's a very good illustration because you actually were piercing the darkness. So the only light were the Christians, the angels work, and then from the throne of God, from time to time, beams of light come down. And when literally a place has an open heaven, it was an open heaven. A beam of light shined down. And lastly, the other light was from the prayers of the saints that go up. Like beams of laser light that pierce into the darkness and go all the way to the throne of God. Those were the only light in the darkness of the spirit world. My first encounter was shocked because I didn't realize how dark it was. How dark it was. It's darker than when you're off, I think this men's or ladies' toilets, you off the light, close the door, it's dark. It's that dark, you know. You would think that at least you got a glimmer, can see a little thing. No, dark. You can't see anything. The only light you see are, as I have mentioned before, the believers, their prayer, and God and His angels. And this darkness is because there is that thick layer of spiritual forces that build their thrones in various places, and they dominate all the hosts of men who dwell underneath them. So nations and even cities can be dominated by the spiritual hosts of darkness. And sometimes a whole city can become a gathering of demons. It can become a whole gathering of demons because they click together. And long, long ago, Kenneth Hagin, who has already died and gone home to be with the Lord, during the time of the hippie movement, he had a vision and he saw thrones being built, dark thrones being built, thrones of darkness being built over the area of California, and all the spiritual forces of darkness were gathering there. And you can see a lot of wrong things and cults also came from there. From the human side. So there's always a movement in the spiritual realm taking place. And although the organization of the spiritual world is in that manner, it is not static, it's fluid, it's changing constantly through God's activity and through prayers. Now let me point to a few things here in the book of Revelations, in a message to the churches. Sometimes you have things that happen like in chapter 3 verse 9.